thank you for downloading this sermon. My name is Pastor S.D. Abraham. I am delighted to share the word of God with you. The Lord has actually told me some time ago that people are going to receive their healings and deliverances just by listening to the word of God and applying their hearts to the word of God as I teach. I want to assure you that as you listen to this word and apply your hearts to it, it will transform your life and your life will never remain the same again. You can contact my office by calling this telephone number +234 803 442 0524. Or you could send an email to sdabraham@streamglobe.com or sdabraham@yahoo.com.
Thank you, Father, for your goodness.
And I know
that the Lord is good.
But there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in this presence on hold.
You know, when angels are around, there is a need for orderliness. When the letter was written to, was it the Corinthians? And there was, the comments were made about the way people dress. I think women particularly. There was a comment there because of the angels. Because of the angels. Now, if we have to guard our steps properly because of the angels, how much more the Lord of hosts who is in our midst? You see, the way you behave will determine how you will receive. The way you behave will determine the extent of blessing and power and empowerment you will receive. So I want to encourage us this evening to be conscious of the presence of El Elyon. The maker and ruler of heaven and earth. Because he's here. Don't worry about the number of people. The Lord is here. I would have told us to move forward, but I don't even want that movement. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, let's open our Bibles to Joshua chapter 3 verse 5. Joshua 3:5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. One of the most spectacular things that differentiate us as God's people from other people is that signs and wonders follow us. We are supposed to be people of wonders and signs. We are not ordinary people. Christianity is not ordinary. It's a supernatural way. You know, it was referred to as the way in the book of Acts. It's a supernatural way. It's not an ordinary way. So they must be supernatural signs. Jesus Christ told the apostles to say, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations. And he said, these signs shall follow they that believe. These signs. And every single sign was a supernatural sign. He didn't say, these signs shall follow they that believe. They will start dressing fine and start looking fine. It's good. But the signs that follow us are supernatural signs. This faith we are in is supernatural. I discovered that this world we are in is 60% spiritual. These physical things you are seeing, if you want to control them very well, have control over the spiritual. By faith we know that God brought these things out from things unseen. The invisible things are eternal. These visible things are temporal. Very, very temporal. And so, because we are people of signs and wonders, and God wants to do wonders in our midst, and God wants to do wonders through us, and God wants to do wonders because of us, it is important and necessary that we sanctify ourselves. Praise the Lord. It's important that we sanctify ourselves. What does it mean to sanctify yourself? What does the word sanctify mean? There is an idea that comes to heart when I hear the word sanctify. It means make pure, make holy. Praise the Lord. Set apart. Have you ever noticed what happens in the house, in a proper home? Especially in a household where there is the mother, father, and children. You notice that sometimes in many homes, there are plates that are set apart for daddy. And you don't use that plate to give the dog food. You don't use that plate to give the children food. It's daddy's plate. It's usually well sanctified. It's usually looking good. Praise the Lord. Clean. It's set apart. And because you are not of anybody. I was with somebody some time ago. And I didn't know why the Holy Spirit led me to pray. You know that sometimes you want to have a meeting, maybe a business meeting. And then the Holy Spirit, and you know, business meetings, you have to mingle with many times with unbelievers. Paul said, I didn't say you should not mingle with the unbelievers of this world. If not, you will have to leave the world. You go to the market, you have to do transaction. You have to mingle with people. Sometimes you have to sit down and discuss with them for hours. Are you with me? You know, that's why Jesus Christ made arrangement for the washing of the feet of the apostles and the believers. He said, you're already clean, but I need to wash your feet. You know, when you go around in that culture, physically speaking, your leg can get dirty, but your body will not get dirty except you are really careless. And I was just thinking, and I realized that this person I was dealing with was not, of course, I knew he wasn't a believer, but apart from that, I realized that this person was somebody that has communed with demons. And he had even told me that he's a very spiritual person. You know, there's a different, you know, praise the Lord. I hope you know that there are many Christians that have the Holy Spirit. They have angels even at their disposal, but they don't commune with the Holy Spirit. Because when you commune with the Holy Spirit, you become more like Him. And I knew, I just sat down, and we sat down, we're doing something together, and I just knew instantly that, I felt it in my spirit. This person has been communing with demons. And then I started praying in my heart. Because I knew that what causes defilement is when you mingle with people who have a wrong spirit. You don't know how much spiritual power you lose until maybe you discover you start doing things that you never thought you could do. You just become unnecessarily prone to strange temptations. And you don't know that the source of that weakness is the communion you will have. That's why the Bible says that what fellowship, what communion has light with darkness. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 14. Sanctify yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion, remember, see communion there, has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? Now note that you are a believer in Christ Jesus and Christ now lives in you by the Holy Spirit. So you are now the temple of the living God by virtue of the fact that Christ lives in you by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, sanctification, I'm in verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. As many as received him, God gave them power to become. This becoming, sanctification is a very important aspect of becoming. Walking in the practical reality of sonship of God. One thing about sons of God is that they are people of signs and wonders. They are of signs and wonders. Praise the Lord. Sons of God, they are not ordinary people. They are people that walk on the earth with a different identity from the identity of the earth. Sons of God are gods. You are gods, sons of the living God. And this means that we are wonder workers. We are wonder causers. God will cause wonders to happen because of you in Jesus' name. And God will perform wonders through you in Jesus' name. Things will happen in this country on account of you and me because we are sons of God. Wonders to cause the ears of them that hear it to tingle in Jesus' name. Amen. But how do we begin to walk in this reality of wonders? Sanctify yourself. Joshua chapter 3 verse 5. For God wants to work wonders in your midst. How do we begin to walk in that reality? By sanctifying ourselves. By separating ourselves. So I noticed that, so when I now, thank God I had a prayer meeting with somebody else and I said, see, I just mingled with somebody who has serious demons. I felt it. You know, there are people that commune with demons and they commune unknowingly. Then there are people that commune with demons and they commune knowingly. I felt it. And I was saying, when we mingle with people who have demons living in them, it's like going to eat in a shrine. Do you understand? It's like mingling with a shrine. We are the temple of God. Anybody who is not born again, and especially who has demons, who is possessed with demons, is a shrine of gods, of demons. You know those small letter G. If in the old covenant, what caused defilement of flesh was a result of what you mingled with physically. And so let's read chapter 7 verse 1, which is actually a continuation of where we have been reading in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness. Some translation says from defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Cleanse yourself from all defilement of flesh and spirit. And if you've been following my story, you'll see that defilement of flesh comes by wrong mingling, wrong association. Defilement of spirit comes by wrong habits, wrong things. For example, hatred causes defilement of spirit. Envy. Those are the things that defile the spirit. Pride, terrible one. Fear too causes defilement of spirit. All of these things can come, but if you allow them to stay, they will defile your spirit. Lust causes defilement of spirit. When anger begins to rule you, control you, it will defile your spirit. But what causes defilement of flesh? When you begin to mingle with people. You know, he was warning the God's people here that be careful with the people you mingle with. If you read the old covenant, there are certain things that cause defilement of flesh. And what were they? when you begin to mingle with unclean things, they will say, separate him for 7 days from the temple. He will be unclean till evening. That's why you should read them Leviticus and Exodus. Praise the Lord. Sanctify yourself, for God wants to do wonders. I don't know about you, but I am not satisfied with the level of signs and wonders I'm seeing in my life. The Bible says we are for signs and wonders. We are children of the Most High God. We have been grafted into the family of God. We are for signs and wonders. You know, one of the biggest signs that happened in that time of the early church, apart from the fact that this is true story, church history, people who do a lot of church history studies, Christians were people of great signs that time. It was a normal thing among Christians. You know, when they say this sign shall follow thee that believe. I heard that such that if you went to the market, I've told us this story before, because Christians were seriously persecuted. Governments wanted to destroy, fish out Christians and kill them. And so for some reason, at some point, they started meeting. They used to meet secretly in some, not in every, in somewhere like Corinth, they weren't meeting secretly. Corinth was a liberal place. Somewhere like Ephesus, it was a liberal place. But there were some places that they were meeting secretly. And if you went into, in fact, before you, they will allow you to attend church with them. Because if you came to a city, for example, to trade, and you were a Christian, naturally, if you're a real Christian, you want to mingle with other Christians. Because we understand that mingling with wrong people weakens us. But mingling with the right people strengthens us. Never forget that. No matter how strong you are, you go to university, for example, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, you are not mingling, you don't find your company, there's going to be a problem. And if you don't find your company, God has given you the ability and the mandate to create that company. So you just notice there's nobody that believes in Jesus. Start preaching. God will show you mercy. He will give you one or two converts, and then you will have your company. You are not supposed to be alone. You are not supposed to be on your own. Praise the Lord. So what they would do that time was that, in order to, because they didn't have a way of knowing. Christians didn't have PVC or BVN. Christians didn't have identification. So they didn't have a way of knowing if you were a Christian. So if you came to the market, there was this sign they used to draw on the ground. There was this sign. That sign is still popular, especially in Europe today. It's like sign of fish. That was how Christians used to identify themselves. There's a lot of story behind that. Is it because Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men? And Peter, you know the role he played in the church. But, so if you went and you drew that sign, only Christians knew that sign. They'll say, okay, he's a Christian. You have this coded way of communicating. And so, one way they would try to prove if you're a Christian. Because people are always sick. Somebody could be sick in the neighborhood. Somebody could be sick in the church. So they will now say, let's go and visit the person. Because, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a true story. I'm not making this up. You can go and Google it. Let's go and visit the person. Bro, Theophilus is sick. Let's go and visit him. And you know, we know that, okay, if for any reason a Christian is sick or his neighbor is sick, we should be able to, so you will go. So when you go, they will now say, okay, you will do the honors. You will pray for brother Theophilus. So when you pray for Theophilus, and Theophilus gets well, is a sign. You know, our Lord says, this sign shall follow they that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils, they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So this was practical. So when they saw, or maybe there was a demon-possessed person in the neighborhood, they will test you. Because you know that you can't make that one up. If you were a Roman spy, you can't form healing. It won't work. Praise the Lord. So we are for signs and wonders. And let me tell you, that same Holy Spirit that worked with those saints, that same Holy Spirit that worked with Peter, James, and John, is still the same Holy Spirit we have today. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. That same miracle working God has not changed one bit. One bit. That same God that did all those wonders you saw in the days of Moses, is that same God you are serving. is that same one and the same God you are serving. The same God that multiplied food, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, is that same God. And I have seen him perform some wonders in my life and my ministry. Personally, I have seen him. I can't lie. But, I am not satisfied. I am not. I have seen him perform wonders in my life. Is he healed the sick? I prayed for somebody over the phone and the person's migraine disappeared. I've done deliverance over the phone. Over the phone, no. Because me, I believe that my God is omnipresent. So if I pray for you, praise the Lord. But let me tell you, children of God, one of the things that mark you out the most as a child of God is signs and wonders. But these signs will not manifest in the life of a person who is not sanctified unto God. Is the devil still sharing you with God? Is man you still sharing you with God? I remember many years ago, 2006, when I was in school. I think I was doing pre-degree then. It's an undergraduate, something like that. I used to be a strong football fan. Arsenal. But not as strong as many people, but I really loved Arsenal. I loved their name and all of that. I stopped following fan football when I realized it was becoming a religion. Anything that will make you not to go to church on Sunday because you are playing ball has started taking the place of God in your life. For I don't, it's not something that will argue. You are now wearing their uniform. Speaking the same language. It has now become something that occupies a part of your heart. It's already sharing you with God. For some people, and for many people, it's money. Money. And you see, that's where we have to be extra careful. You need to put your priorities right. May God help us in Jesus' name. I say, may God help us in Jesus' name. Because sanctification is about this. One very important point of sanctification I must not forget is humility. Please tell your neighbor humility. You see, some people did not tell their neighbor. And there are a number of reasons. But one of the biggest reasons that we can guess is because they are not humble. Are you getting my point? Why is it troubling me? They feel too big. But you see, the Bible says that God resists the proud. He resists the proud. Huh? May God have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Amen. Because I am even preaching to myself right now. Pride is natural for us as human beings. It's part of the sinful nature. It's natural. We celebrate pride in the world. But in the kingdom of God, we despise pride. We relegate pride. Because God resists the proud. You see, I was just doing a study early this. Oh, let me not go there. I don't have time for that to begin to explain that study. But see, you want to find a man that is exalted by God, look for a humble man. Unfortunately, for some people, after God has exalted them, they will become proud. And if they stay proud long enough, they will soon fall. That's why it is for those people, the Bible says pride comes before a fall. There are some things you can never learn if you are proud. See, the thing about pride is that, or if you are not humble, is that it has a way of morphing your mind, deforming your mind. Proud people can't learn. No. There are some people, ordinary learning work, apprenticeship, they can't learn. They are too proud. The first day their madam shouted on them, their madam was angry and they too, they were angry. And the learning ended. And maybe that work would have been what would have led to that person being a multimillionaire or a millionaire, employing many people. But pride. What does she mean? Is it not because of condition? Pride. Pride. Some people, blessing they are supposed to receive from their parents, they cannot receive it from their parents because of pride. Even though their parents wish them well, their parents' hearts are not blessing them because they don't have a heart that honors their parents. It takes a humble person with meekness of heart to honor his parents. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 6, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. For this is the first commandment with a promise. What is the promise? That it may be well with you, that you may see good days on the earth. And live long. You see that thing we love, long life and prosperity. One of the things that will bring that blessing, that we act, because we are blessed, spiritually speaking. You cannot be more blessed than you are blessed when you are in Christ. But what activates the dimension of the blessing called long life and prosperity? One of the things that activates that dimension in your physical experience is honor. A proud man doesn't have honor. Oh, if you know how much, God will open our eyes and see how much, for those of us who have been proud, including me, we open our eyes to see how much we have missed because we were not humble. I remember when I was in school. Oh God. Some of the most annoying things that can happen. They are doing a subject. They taught it. Some of your classmates understand it. You don't understand. Exam is coming. You don't understand it. You know that even if they give you 17 hours for exam, especially for those of us who do calculation, you don't understand. Some other of your classmates are meeting the ones that understand to show them you still don't understand. But pride will not let you go and meet the person and say, please, can you please teach me this thing? Let me understand. And it doesn't reduce you. It doesn't reduce you. It doesn't reduce you. There's nobody that was born with the YDX knowledge in his head. There was nobody that was born with knowledge. And even if the person is doing pride, let your identity come from who you are in Christ. And nobody's pride can reduce you. Praise the Lord. Because remember I talked about defilement of spirits. One of the biggest defilements of spirits is pride. Lust, greed, and pride. You cannot go far with God with pride. The Bible says the meek will he show his ways. You know why Moses went so far with God? The Bible gave us an account. The Bible says Moses was the meekest man in the world. Have you seen that in your Bible before? Moses was the meekest man. That means when God sampled every human being in the world, this Moses, and in case you don't know, Moses was more educated than the average Jew. One of the first universities in the world, recorded in history. I was taught in the other time. Moses attended that university. Imotem. These were people that, if you read the book of Leviticus, Numbers, where Moses gave instructions, all those laws concerning hygiene, you say, this man had a lot of understanding of life. He was a university graduate. Are you getting my point? Oh, Egypt was quite civilized. They were more civilized than the rest of the world for a very long time, during that time. But do you know that Moses, when God sampled an average Jew, I hope you know those Jews, they didn't go to school. You know why they didn't go to school? Because they were slaves. So they knew how to do some things, you know, as slaves. But they didn't have education. The level of understanding and enlightenment. Because see, let me tell you something. Some of the things you know, God will use it to use you in his kingdom. Praise the Lord. Some of the things you know, because you will, thou shalt serve the Lord, love the Lord thy God with all thy mind. God uses your mind too. Praise the Lord. And one of the things about people that learn, in fact, some storytellers, I don't know if they are true, they say Moses was one of the best students. I don't know. I know Moses went to their school because, you know, he was trained in the palace. So he got the best education as a prince.
And yet, when God sampled human beings, Moses came as the meekest on the earth. Praise the Lord. So you see that pride many times. There are many attributes to it. May God deliver us from pride in Jesus' name. The foot of pride shall not destroy you. In the name of Jesus. You know, some people are proud. I look at them and like, what is this person proud about? But I discover that it is a spiritual defilement. It's a spiritual problem. Today, that defilement will leave everybody's spirits in this room in the name of Jesus. Because enough is enough. We are going to walk in our signs and wonders. It's enough. Many people, they think it's the devil that is resisting them. They don't know it is the angels of God that are resisting them. Why? Because they are proud. It's in the Bible. The Bible says God resists the proud. Is it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If not, why will God tell you, these are my people, don't curse them? You still be asking him, God, can I still go and curse them? Can I still go and curse them because they brought money? After that again, you saw you couldn't curse them. There was no divination against them. You now gave counsel. Say, if you want this boat to fall. You see, a man who will go far with God must lose his identity. Must pick every identity from God. God's will and God's pleasure must take priority over your reputation. May God help us in Jesus' name. A man that will go far with God, that will do signs and wonders in his generation. There are things you are going to do on this earth that will be nothing short of signs and wonders. You will bring the supernatural dimension into your natural experience. Even the way you conduct your business. The people of Israel, they know that dimension too well. Praise the Lord. You must lose your identity in God. His will must be more important than your reputation. His will must be more important than the way you feel. Why do you think a time came, God told Moses to do something, and Moses did not do it? That was the end of his ministry. Do you remember? What happened? What was God's accusation against Moses and Aaron? He said, you didn't sanctify me before the Israelites. God gave him a simple instruction, speak to the rock. Moses was now a big man in the kingdom of God. Because you know, as you grow in the kingdom of God, you grow in power and might. There are things do you know you can bless a person because the person pleased you, and God will support that blessing because of the stature you have in the kingdom of God. That such stature has the church. Whatever we bind on it is bound in heaven. Moses was now a big man. A lot of things, I believe it was a manipulation of demons. A lot of things happened. God now told Moses, speak to the rock. And water will come out. Moses was angry. Wah! Hit the rock. And water came out. And God said, you will not enter the promised land. He begged God. God said, don't mention it to me again. You, Moses, have become somebody I will tell you to do something. And you will do another thing. Because you are angry. Praise the Lord. That's a talk for another thing. There are many people, they have not even started that journey of walking with God and seeing his power. See, God will do things to your enemies that you are the one that will be begging God. God, reduce it. Because you are a man after God's heart. You will not need to be praying 9 VG of judgment against your enemies. Spend your 9 VG praying to know Jesus more. Praying to be sanctified. Praise the Lord. He will fight for you. You will be afraid for your enemies.
That's the God we serve.
He said, "Your vengeance is mine, leave it. I will avenge." He didn't say, "Vengeance is mine, leave it, nothing will happen." Do you understand?
But you must sanctify yourself.
There are many manifestations of pride. Many manifestations of pride. An instruction is given in church. You don't obey it. You don't know that as far as the angels of God who are watching you more than anybody can watch you, as far as they are concerned, you're a proud man. And then you expect those angels to be running up and down when you want to enter trouble. Thank God for the mercy. Praise the Lord. But I'm trying to make you understand why it looks as if the angels of God will be running up and down for some people. And for some other people, it's as if they are not, they don't exist. God will deliver us from pride in Jesus' name. We have to pray now. Because one of the biggest signs of humility is prayer. You cannot separate faith and humility. Because many times faith doesn't make sense to the carnal mind. And one of the biggest manifestations of faith is prayer. Let us pray. You know the most scary thing about proud people is that they don't even know they are proud. If everybody is proud but you, chances are that you are the one who is proud. Say, "Lord, deliver me from all kinds of pride." There are different kinds of pride. Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow God will do exploits in your midst. It is time, Lord. It is time. It's time for God to rise for you and show to the principalities and powers, even to your enemies, human beings, that He is your God and you are His child. That He has not called the sons of Jacob to seek Him in vain. That He watches over you jealously. We're going to repent for all forms of pride. All forms of pride. All forms of pride. All forms of pride. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ekado zomoni ada shadow banana de ekado manana. Embaza no mojo do zomoni ada shadow banana debo. Jede de bodo do bo soro do bo nada de bo shada nadi. Jede de banana nada 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 de. Ekada bo no do bo shoro do bo no 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 de. Ende ne maza nana nada bo no 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 mo zomoni money. In any manana ni adana ni adana banana nanana ni makanoze ni manana nana monjana sana monono mono ene mashana na monono e maseni adana banana nana sene bakana boshana na bosada da 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 jinene monono madada da bashana da da ni na monjana mosada da banana ni adana ni adana ni ene de bonono da bosana da 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 banana ni de bonono da. Somebody I need to pray for in this place.
Mani kano no mo sini mana kananiya da shano mo somaniya da ba 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 ba. Inene masananiya kada ba 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 ba. Imazene bodo da da bosa da 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 da.
The Lord is telling you, come out. You are the one that needs to be prayed for. Come out. Come out. You are the one that needs to be prayed for. That's a sign. It's not your heart that is telling you. It's the Lord. Come out. Let me pray for you. Just come out. Let me pray for you. Mashetere banana da 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 bodo da bozini. Ne mashana mono no mo shana na na niyakada bono da ba ba ba. Jene mana. It was the Lord speaking to you. You are not as far from Him as you think.
Ma ne kere bo shana mana ne adoba ne ba shada bo ma. E ma shana mana da ma shada da ba da 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 da. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
Holy Ghost.
You Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Mane katea. Shema sana ni ado panate, mashe balato madata no tobosi, neka ne madata na do baba neka no do. You are Yahweh, shekano ba neta no, shema se ba ni ado shodo do bo shodo do bo do do de, neka na manade te de bo shodo do bo do 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 bo de, manade ne manado da da da.
Nobody should come. Everybody stand where you are and pray in the spirit.
You are Yahweh.
There are some angels encamping around her. I don't want anybody to come and.
Shema sanade, shede debo sanadiado, makano ba nekana, shekano ba nekana, shete debo ba nekana, eka ana, mateka, sheto robo shado.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega.
Purifying you, sanctifying you. He's sanctifying you. He's sanctifying you.
Oh man, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh,
Holy Spirit.
You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. Mashikado boba nikado baba.
I break every yoke. I break every yoke by the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing. Begin to speak to yourself. Speak. Say every yoke is broken. Just say it. Say it. Open your mouth and say it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Alpha. Amen.
Let the anointing of the Lord come upon you now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, somebody can hold her now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Joshua, come and help me stand behind her.
Makado bate, nebo kana ta nekana basha eka eka bade kanoba masederebo.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. You are free. You are free. You ne de pane shit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha. I know you are here.
hearing your power. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. You are here to bring revival. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Despise not the chastening of the Lord. For the child that he loves, he chastiseth. He's purifying you. It's making you stronger. It's making you bigger. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I don't know how this is coming, but there's somebody that needs healing. Now there is a single person, but there are more than one person I know in my spirit that needs healing. But there's a particular person that the anointing of God, the angel of God, brought his healing today. And that person is not going to miss it. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
All right, if you are expecting a healing, begin to check your body. Begin to check your body. Lord, I ask that that person will receive the healing. That person will receive his healing. I don't care what the doctor said. That healing is yours. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. There is healing. There is healing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Your name is Yah. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Jesus.
Have you checked yourself? If you are that person, I just want you to indicate by waving your hand. You checked yourself. Hallelujah. Please give the Lord a round of applause. It's like we don't want the Lord to be performing miracles in this place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your healing is permanent in Jesus' name. That symptom will not come back. Whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. And for everyone who needs a healing in this place, let the anointing of the Lord flow. Let it flow. Let the healing come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Samuel said, I will not sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. And he was talking about Israel. He was standing, spiritually speaking, as a priest over Israel. The Bible says that we are his royal priesthood. We are a holy nation, a peculiar people, called for to show the praises of him who has brought us out of darkness and brought us into his glorious light. I want us to